Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Daily Tip
on the BetMGM Network.
I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Appreciate you waking up with us. Coming up on the show, our power rankings switch up in a big way after the Bills drop two straight. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was having a couple drinks at the local watering hole. Because I walk in, and my guy Daryl is a Commanders fan, so he was unhappy. It was like walking through a gauntlet of the NFL. And then my friend Andre is a Cowboys fan, of course, here in D.C. They're everywhere. So he was talking a little smack about this weekend's game. Then I go to the bar, and Chris is a Broncos fan, and he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, we gutted it out, but our defense looks pretty good. Defense looks pretty good. We're coming along. And then over comes Pat. He's like, what's going on, Jinx? I'm like, not much. How you feeling? He's a Bills fan. He's like, I don't know, man. We got some problems. So it's just like, bam, 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 bam. That's where I get my NFL knowledge, honestly. I don't read anything. I don't watch the games. I just listen to people in the bar. But it's always interesting to gauge the moods of different people based on the previous week because everyone's so reactive. It's kind of crazy.
Well, first of all, a Cowboys fan should not be talking trash to anybody, right?
Yeah. And he's not
like,
really...
what ammo is he using?
I should take that back. He wasn't really talking trash. Andre's a really good dude, but he was just sort of talking up the Cowboys like, I think we got a shot, man. Got a shot. I was like, well, you might. Yeah. They might. Commanders are favored by 2. And defense...
Oh, you mean in this... Okay, in the next game.
Yeah,
I was
the next
like,
game.
The Cowboys
yeah.
keep losing. Like, they have
against
scored
the
a lot of points, but... they just lost to the Panthers. So I don't know if that's ever been a great building block for talking trash. Normally it's not.
Also the total in that game, because I'm a psycho. I'm so ready for the weekend. I was doing all my handicapping yesterday, all the NFL games, all the college games, trying to get that out of the way. And I did not realize that the total in the Cowboys Commanders game is 55. It makes sense, and I would still bet on the over. Like, I think that game is going to be absolutely wild on Sunday.
I'll wave a fond farewell to the Cowboys totals and my pick sixes. Because, Jenks, I think I've played Cowboys overs, like, the last 3 weeks. And they've all been hidden. And they've been high. Like, last week, I think it was maybe in the 50s. It might have been 49.
Okay.
But we still got 57 in that game. So, like, that's the thing. It's like... it is the perfect recipe for overs just simply because the Cowboys sling it. Like, Dak Prescott is actually having a decent year. And so when teams throw the ball, obviously it takes less time off the clock. And then their defense is so bad. Like, it's been almost an autoplay playing every single number one wide receiver who goes against the Cowboys. So if the Commanders want to sling it, they certainly can against the Cowboys. I know 55 is high, but I would not be shocked if it still goes over.
Yeah. We're going to handicap all these games tomorrow, by the way. So we do that each and every week on Friday. And then also we have a great slate in college football this week. Last week was pretty good because Texas beat Oklahoma. But this week we get more top 25 matchups, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Until then, we focus on the NFL and the teams that we think belong in the top 5.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
It's a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
Here we go. Now we're going to see a shakeup. I mean, there's all sorts of great storylines now. The Bucs are really good. The Colts are actually good. How do we feel about the Bills? How do we feel about the Eagles? You know, what about the Chiefs? So you can do a lot if you're ranking... the top five teams in the NFL right now. So let's start with you, Chelsea, because normally, which would sort of make sense, right? Start of the season, these power rankings are very similar, but now we're seeing some real disparity between what we think. So let's get her rolling.
I feel like in the first few weeks of the season, there was like some carried over respect from like the previous season where you're like, okay, you know, maybe the Eagles look bad, but they still command our attention and our respect. It's almost like the AP top 25 in college football. Some teams just enter the season without proving anything just because of their pedigree. So now it feels like we're at a turning point in the NFL season for me, to where some of those teams, we're not living on borrowed respect anymore. You have to perform and put out the numbers for me to put you in my top five. So we have a new number one for me. I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Bucks. They're sitting at 5-1, have a top six offense, a top five run defense, and a quarterback playing at an MVP level. I don't know if you've been seeing what Baker Mayfield has been doing, but he has a very solid case for being the best player in the National Football League right now, and he doesn't even have most of his top receivers. So once those guys get back, once Mike Evans gets back, which it probably should be this weekend, once Chris Godwin gets back, it should be an even better offense. Number two, we're going to go with the numbers team, it feels like so far this season in the NFL, and that's the Colts, sitting at 5-1. Most points per game, fourth fewest points per game on defense. This is a complete team, and I can't believe that Danny Dimes is at the center of it all, but they deserve some respect. Next up, we're going to go to the Lions, sitting at 4-2, second most points per game, veteran quarterback. They also get back some defensive players this week. Alan McNeil on the defensive line has been really good for them over the past several seasons. He should be back for this week's game against the Bucks. Then we're going to go Patriots 4-2 with what we've seen.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Drake May, this defense, and the fact that they beat the Bills head-to-head gets them to number four on my list. And then rounding out the top five, I'm going to go with the Bills at 4-2. Quarterback play still matters a lot to me, and I'm not looking at the past two games and saying, okay, Josh Allen is officially broken. He's not broken. This is still a great team. They're at number five instead of one for me, simply because their defense has presented itself as a problem this year. But this is still one of the best rush attacks in the NFL, averaging 151 points per game, and they still have Josh Allen. So that is the top five for me.
Very nice. So unlike you, I do tend to give teams more credit for what they've done previously. And so you can look at it one of two ways here. So I'm going to start with five. I'll work my way up. I'm going to start with the Colts. And I feel like the Colts are right there, and maybe they should be ranked higher. They're number two on your list. I understand that. This has to do with what we've seen previously. Like, aren't the Colts the surprise team in the NFL? I know the Bucs are doing great, but it has to be the Colts, right? Nobody expected this. Right?
Right.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I think it's a strategy and, like, a theory thing to where this is, like, the same reasoning where people are like, why isn't Indiana the top team in college football? Right? You look at their wins and their resume, and it's just simply because they didn't start the season out as the preseason number one that they have to work their way up. And part of that feels flawed to me.
Yeah, I get that. Sometimes you have to establish that reputation, particularly in college football. Like if you're a program who, you know, who has sort of come from nowhere, like you have no history. I mean, your history is just we lose all the time. We're a doormat. And all of a sudden you start winning. Like our history is we suck. Yeah, we lose. That's what we do. Come on down to Indiana and lose with us, and then we'll get ready for basketball season. So it does take some time to sort of lend credence to the idea, okay, this is really a good team. No, really, really. Feels like the same way with the Colts. Number four, the Eagles. God. I'm looking at this now and being like, what was I thinking yesterday? I was tired. But I do feel like And this is a theory that's going to run out of steam very quickly. They have the talent. It's right there. They have it. Can they turn it around? We're still talking about the defending world champions. And, okay, bad loss against the Giants. So they're kind of discombobulated right now. But remember, mid-season last year, Nick Sirianni was chirping at the fans. A.J. Brown was unhappy. They put it together. They go on a run. So I'm not going to count them out just yet. Number three, the Bills. Bills. Go, Bills. We're with you. Fight, Bills. They're still Buffalo. I saw Nick Costa say, if you're betting on Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, you're stupid. Nick knows more than I do. But I'm not betting on them to win the Super Bowl. But I'm not counting them out just yet. So it's still Josh Allen. He's still the reigning MVP. Yeah, they're leaky defensively, but they're going to have a week to kind of get right, get things together, get healthier. They lose again. Bills are dropping out. Number two, the Chiefs. I cannot believe a team that is 3-3 is number two. But man, Rashee Rice is returning. They got better as soon as Xavier Worthy got back in the lineup. And the Chiefs look like a team that is just a little pissed off right now. Like, all right, we struggled early and you counted us out. But here we are. And now we're going to go on a run. And I believe they get the Raiders this weekend. That's going to be a dub. God, I hate saying it, but watch out for Kansas City. And then number one, I'm going with Tampa as well. There's so much to like about the Bucs, and the thing that I like the most is they're performing at this level, and they're only going to get better if they can get right with their receivers, and they should be able to. Like, yes, they have some injuries right now, but potentially here in the next 4 or 5 weeks, if they get healthy and everyone gets right, because Mike Evans is probably going to return this weekend, then you get Evans. Then you get Godwin. Then you get Ebuka. And then you get Bucky Irving back. And then what is that offense going to look like paired with that very stout Bucs run defense? So Bucs number one as well. That's where we agree.
Ah, I feel like if this was a college football poll, people would be throwing tomatoes at you. They would say the Chiefs at 3-3 at number two on the list. Because, like, I don't disagree with you that they're one of the best teams in the NFL. It's just I find it hard to give them credit when they're simply just not winning the games. You know, like, I think one more week, and maybe if they pull, you know, even with some of these other teams, it's just, I don't know. I think it's whatever theory that you bank on, because yours is more of like, hey, these are the teams that I respect. And it's like, what teams do you think have the best chance to win a Super Bowl? Yeah. So I think a lot of it is just kind of what you make of these rankings.
Well, and also the difference between this and college football is if you are a 3-loss team, you're probably not making the college football playoff. But in the NFL, all you got to do is make the postseason. You can have 5, 6, 7 losses, but if you're in, it's a new season, and you probably will get in if you're Kansas City. Like, Kansas City's getting a dub this weekend. They're hosting Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. The question is, will they cover the number? So they will be at 4-3, and I think they're getting that momentum. Can't wait to see Rashee Rice back in that lineup. Coming up next, time to look at tonight's Thursday night football game, and if we like anything in the prop market, Bengals, Steelers. Hour 2 is coming up next on the Daily Tip. Great to have you with us on a Thursday.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.